The Prognosis. Throughout this report, we resisted the temptation to rant about the sorry state of cardiac medicine, if it can indeed be reasonably called medicine. We began by citing that the medical industry's own statistics prove that standard medicine for cardiac issues is the single biggest failure of orthodox medicine. Now we end this report with an honest commentary about our well-earned biases against the status quo. Sometimes, emergency medical personnel save lives with emergency medicine, but this is the best that orthodox medicine can do. They fail at everything else, and this is partly because effective therapies are illegal. All approved therapies must be drug-based, which means that all of the successful nutritional therapies to what is a very nutritional problem are forbidden to all doctors who wish to remain licensed to practice medicine. The consequence is that it is actually illegal for any licensed doctor to cure or successfully mitigate heart disease, since successful and natural therapies are not approved by medical regulators. If you receive the standard treatments, chemical symptom suppression for heart conditions, or the establishment's supposedly preventative treatments, which usually do the opposite of what they are presented to do, then you will either die of heart disease or the treatments themselves. It is equally likely that you will die of complications caused by the medications, such as the development of a cancer or liver failure or diabetes. They call it progress. Heart disease is not truly normal or natural, and it is not genetic. The only thing that is genetic about our cardiac catastrophe is that lifestyles, family doctors, and eating habits are inherited. At the core of the problems are ignorance and irresponsibility that span generations. In this sense, there are genetic components to heart disease, but the problem was never God's engineering. Heart disease takes lots of work to reverse, but it is more or less curable in most cases, regardless of what a doctor tells you. Remember that it took years to get yourself into this state of ill health, and it may take a long time to get yourself out of it. Do not disregard the importance of emotional and spiritual health, because these things have a major impact upon the heart, and a full recovery may not be possible otherwise. Whenever we use the term spiritual health, we are referring to real spirituality, such as forming a personal relationship with our Creator, not the type of empty ritualism like that which is practiced by yoga practitioners or the paganistic earth worship that has become prevalent in the alternative health movement.